I don't feel good. I feel really, really groggy. I don't want to seem like a drama queen because I understand there's a lot of people who feel a lot worse than me sleeping on the streets.
And tell us about, you know, such a great cause, and of course it's worth feeling groggy for.
Of course it is. I mean, the support and that I've been shown has been absolutely overwhelming and humbling. What I'm basically trying to do is I'm camping in front of the City Chambers building for a week, eating one meal a day to try and highlight and raise awareness about the plight and poverty in Glasgow. I mean, statistics just came out that one in three children in Glasgow live in poverty, in some areas one in two.
You're meeting the people that are in the poverty. You know, what are they saying to you?
I'm seeing people in poverty day in, day out. It's not a specific person that's in poverty or even a specific group of people. People can be in poverty for all different reasons, and I meet them day in, day out, and it's horrible, especially when you see young children going without food at night, families having to choose between heating and eating.
You've had a great response from the Glasgow public. As they say, people make Glasgow. Everyone has been coming down. What's the next steps?
It's not been a case of hundreds of people coming by here. It's a case of thousands of people have come down to see me and talk to me. And that's what this exercise is about. This wasn't actually about getting food this time. It was about more raising awareness, getting people talking about poverty.
So we're here in George Square, just to the side of the City Chambers. You're going to be packing up after your week. Will we have a little look around where you've been spending the last 7 days?
Yeah, if you want. I mean, it'll only take you 2 minutes. I've literally not left this square.
Okay, so you've got a small tent then?
I've got a very small tent, which has actually stood up pretty well in comparison to the weather we've had. I mean, I've sure picked a week to get it. We've had like a hurricane.
I know, absolutely. I mean, it's pretty windy even just now.
It's very windy and it's very rainy. But you'll be able to see inside my tent.
Okay, right, in the tent. And how has it been sleeping overnight here in George Square?
I've literally not had a moment to myself, which is a good thing, because I want people to come and continuously talk to me and talk about poverty. It's been overwhelming. I'm completely humbled by the response. And when I do feel a wee bit groggy or I feel down or I'm lying here freezing, I just think about how there is people a lot worse off. There's people who don't even have a tent. I mean, I've only been doing this a week. There's people who are living on the streets from month to month, year to year. So that's what keeps me going as well.